A few words to George Floyd.
Well, first I have to tell you that I'm not anonymous. Everyone else who's speaking to you today has been named.
I apologise for that. I got your acceptance rather.
Yes, never bother. It's just that a few folk ken me by the name. It's George Philp, and I'm proud of it. But that's enough about me. The session is Funder Members, which is Richtenuch. I am, though, as the lady has said, the only surviving member. My twa other buddies have gone to their lang rest. Anyway, 40 years takes its toll, and I have to tell you that if I'm poorly, I'm not proper poorly. So I'll just hold for it. Now, I want to tell you about the Fund in the Lalan Society, and you folk that have got your copy, well, maybe have read it, other folk might know. So here we go. The Fund in the Lalan Society in my 1972. Back in 1971, I met up with twa chiels at a gathering in a friend's house in Dollar. We got on the crack and found the Scots lead was at the head of the Cossie for Ilkenuas. Dobbit Angus was a retired dominie and Henry Kinnaird a farmer from North Fife. The three of us were gathered a wiener times, and on the 12th of May 1972, in the Wee Windy's restaurant, the Lalan Society was funded by a good number of like-minded folk, all etling to big a society that was read up, that would read up our affairs and forder our aims. At Stirling University on the 10th of 11th of June 1972, the first conference was held. I was elected priestess of the society, and Henry Kinnaird and Dobbit Angus joined me as thesaurer and secretaire. Are you all hearing me? I'm talking to the book. Are you all right?
Yes.
Can you hear me? A full committee was elected, and in the early years we formed branches around Scotland and published the Lalan's magazine, Wilk is to the Fore, and printed Ilka Sachs Month. Now that's the history of it all, but I've no deed yet, and I think I might just like to include this. Well, that's the story of the Lalan Society Foundation, and I would like to give my thanks to all those who have worked hard on all the committees over all the years since 1972. There is one other resource which the Society is now promoting and is responsible for. That is Scotsoon. I gave it its name, and on the 150 CDs which make up this unique archive, you will certainly hear the Soon of Scots. Here's the first. Sorry, this one. Robert Ferguson. And the last, DAC 50. Number one, the number 150. It's no bad. It is I'm very proud of that archive. And I'm not a native speaker of Scots, but I've read and listened and tried to speak it to the best I can. So there's the first and last CD, which appeared as cassettes. They originally were cassettes or kisties, but with Alan Ramsay's skilly help, they are new in CD format. I recorded all the original archive, travelling many a mile across Scotland, though in the early stages, Alan showed me how to use the Ewer recording equipment. Without Alan's skill in editing and designing all the cassette covers and CD casings, Scotsoon would never have been born. All right?
Thank you.